In southeastern Washington, the Tri-Cities are growing faster than most other metro areas in the Northwest, or the nation. From a high spot like Badger Mountain, it's easy to see how rapidly new neighborhoods are leveling off ridgelines and hacking into fruit orchards. Now there's a very public pinch point, a small tract of wildland versus a planned city road. At a city council meeting last night, the issue caused another raucous debate. Anna King has been following the controversy.
Here in the wide open spaces of eastern Washington, development is celebrated with golden shovels and ribbon cuttings nearly every week. That's beginning to change. Take Amon Creek Natural Preserve. It's a tiny bite of city-owned land that includes desert, riparian, and wetland habitat all smooshed together.
What we are looking at is a place that you come and get away from everything else in a hurry.
That's Scott Woodward. He leads a nonprofit centered on preserving open space in the mid-Columbia. We're amid sagebrush-studded hills that plunge down into reeds and ponds. This small ribbon is almost surrounded by dense development.
Just listen. You don't need a vision. You can listen, and you know you're in a special place.
This land is home to over 150 different species of wildlife. Cinnamon teal ducks, coyotes, beavers, and even the elusive black-tailed jackrabbits. Woodward fears as we lose this desert oasis.
You lose black-tailed jackrabbits. And he's kind of cool with the big floppy ears. But when he's gone, you know that the rest of it's gone.
Woodward's group organized the purchase of this land several years ago to protect it. They knocked on 2,000 doors and landed major government grants. But being a land manager is expensive, and it was not part of the group's long-term plan. So they turned it over to the city with the assumption that Richland would protect the 80 acres from future development. It was a hopeful assumption that doesn't appear to be panning out. Pete Rogalski is the City of Richland's Public Works Director. He says the preserve's land use agreement included a dotted line for a planned road.
A road that crosses it would have to do so with a lot of sensitivity and be planned correctly, because the whole thing hasn't come into focus until just recently.
The just recently is a proposed subdivision that's fast-laning key decisions about where that road should go, or if it should go at all. Rogalski insists the road would serve people beyond the new subdivision.
And there are people in Benton County that will use this road to get to Columbia Center Mall and Toyota Center and other places in the heart of Kennewick.
Rogalski says inadequate streets for populations and developments, well, that ends in traffic jams, long waits, and accidents. Still, the proposed road and subdivision is dividing the Tri-Cities.
I'm sorry, Rick, I did have a question.
Ongoing city council meetings on the issue have been packed, and the tenor of the conversation is getting nastier by the day. At a recent meeting, most of the people were there to plead Amon Creek's case, including Bill Kinner. He noted that at the turn of the last century, a road was proposed along the west rim of the Grand Canyon.
And the people there voiced their disapproval and their concerns, and their leaders listened.
Although most of the council members spoke about their concerns with the development and the proposed road across Amon Creek, all but the mayor voted in favor of rezoning the private land for housing. Back at Amon Creek, Woodward says there are plenty of other places for roads. Why put one right here?
There's no other place left like this in the whole region. Right next to coyotes, you have river otters. That's going to go away.
Final decisions on the proposed development and the city's road are expected by early June. I'm Anna King in Richland.